AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden insists he's staying in the presidential race. It Donahue has the latest.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out." But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats. A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow is backing the president, but gave this response.
People are going to make their own choices independently. Having said that, I think we're going to have a strong Democratic showing this fall.
Jim Clyburn says he saw what he saw in Atlanta, and it is concerning. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Organizers in Arizona and Nebraska say they've turned in more signatures than required to get ballot measures on abortion rights before voters in November's election. In Nebraska, there could be competing questions, a second enshrining the state's current ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Peace Now, a settlement tracking group, says Israel has approved the seizure of nearly 5 square miles of the occupied West Bank. Charles Deledesma has more.
The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Hurricane Beryl roaring by Jamaica at Category 4 strength. The National Hurricane Center says its eye wall is brushing the south coast. Warnings in effect for the Cayman Islands, too. This is AP News. July 4th is Election Day in the UK. Jill Lawless has a preview.
The issue that is raised most by voters, you hear it everywhere, is the cost of living crisis. It subsided a little bit. Inflation is down from its peak, but people are still really feeling the pinch. Mortgage rates are still very high. Food prices have gone up, energy prices. And each party is trying to be the one that says, we're fixing that. Keir Starmer has waged the most cautious, steady-as-she-goes election campaign as possible. Polls suggest Labour is pretty substantially in the lead, and they basically don't want to mess that up. So he's been very reasonable, tried to be very statesmanlike. His core message is really that the country's crying out for change. There's been all this chaos and division under the Conservatives. Labour will bring stability and professionalism. Starmer has promised to improve relations with the EU, which are absolutely crucial since it's still the UK's top trading partner and nearest neighbours.
Again, that's the AP's Jill Lawless in London. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.